Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you so very much. You have loved us in so many wonderful ways and have surprised us by those things you've provided for us. Lord, we ask you today to open up our hearts and our minds to receive the gift of your word. Well, Lord, that gift, as any other gift that you give us, also is a great responsibility that you've laid upon our lives, the responsibility to live your truth, so that others, that we may be your word to others, that they may know you or a bit more about you and draw closer to you. We thank you so very much. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. John, chapter 16, verse 12 to 15. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Spirit has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today, in addition to being Father's Day, is also Trinity Sunday. The Holy Trinity is an extremely difficult concept to grasp. There's all kinds of ways to try to describe what Trinity is. If I would ask you, what is the Holy Trinity, what would you tell me? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What's that mean, then? Three in one is what we often say. But what does three in one mean? We have so many different ways to try to describe what three in one is. One way to describe what three in one is, I've heard over the years, from my own dad and many other preachers, and I've said it myself, is that I am, in some ways, three in one. I am husband, I am father, and I am brother. I have three different identities wrapped up in one person. My kids see me in a different way than what my wife sees me, and my wife sees me in a different way than what my siblings see me. I relate to them in different ways at different times. That's one way to look at it. Another way to think about three in one is to think of a house. The house? No, it does another metaphor. The other way to three in one is the egg. Or the egg. So you have an egg. The egg itself is made up of different parts. You have the shell, you have the egg white, and you have the egg yolk. You have three in one. And they all have different functions, they all do different things, and they're all completely separate, yet they're all one. My favorite, of course, I shared last Sunday, is the sun. I love the sun. You have the sun, which is the thing that you see, but the sun has different functions. The sun provides light, that which helps us to see, and the sun provides warmth, that which permeates everything. We have all these metaphors, but it's so hard to grasp exactly what it means. We have different instances in the Bible where we see Trinity at work. We have baptism of Jesus, where the sun was baptized in the water, and when the sun came out of the water, what happened? When I was in Sunday school, someone asked me that question, I said a bird pooped on Jesus. That's not what happened. A dove alighted on Jesus, and it was the Holy Spirit. And then a sound, the voice of God said, "This is my son whom I love. This is my beloved." So we have the Trinity at work there. We got the sun, the Spirit, and the Father all in one. Another place when we look at the Bible that we can see the Trinity at work and we can see the Trinity together is in creation. Genesis chapter 1, the first two or three verses of that talk about how the God the Father was creating and that the Spirit was hovering over the deep. And how did God create? God spoke. And remember John chapter 1 says that Jesus is what? the Word of God. And so we have God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all wrapped up in one in this very moment. Is it important to understand Trinity? Yes. Will you ever understand Trinity? No. I mean, it's a complex theological construct that we have created. How many times is Trinity mentioned in the Bible?
Never.
It's not mentioned once. That's right. But it's there to help us to explain the relationship that we see at work in the Bible. If I have confused you about Trinity, good. I tried to. Because all I want you to remember, Trinity, is this. Let me read you scripture. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. It's the one I asked you to bookmark. 145, I think someone said. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit and has been given to us. My grandmother, my Nana, my dad's mom, she passed a few years ago. She's living in Florida, 88 years old. She was a woman whom it seemed that nothing could go wrong in her life. And that's not true. That's kind of a lie. A lot of things went wrong in her life, but nothing could get her down. Nothing could keep her down. She would look at a certain situation in her life and somehow see the best in it. The sermon title today reminds me of her. Because when everyone looked outside and when it was raining and it was pouring and we were bemoaning all the things we couldn't do, she would look outside and say, well, the ducks are happy. It's a beautiful, beautiful weather for ducks. And flowers and the grass. Beautiful weather. She would always see the good that was happening around her. When my papap died, her husband, I was 9 years old. She showed such strength during that time because she had her faith. She had a family. And she would see and hold on to that strength. She missed him terribly. But she would say, I'll be okay. I can get through this because God is with me. It's people like my grandmother that I think have a great understanding of what Trinity is. We may not completely be able to describe Trinity and its theological fullness. We could try, and I think we should try, because it's a great exercise. But those who know what Trinity means are those who know that God has everything under God's control. The basic concept of Trinity is this: God is involved in everything. God is creator, created the heavens and the earth, and still are involved in that creation today. God is Son, came and died for us, and rose again so that we may have forgiveness and freedom from sin. God is Spirit. That Spirit continues to be indwelled in this world and in us today. That when we look around and we are tempted to say things like, this world is going to hell in a handbasket, we can't. Because we know who has final victory. Because God is involved in all things. God is involved in every area. My grandmother understood what Trinity was because in the midst of all of her suffering, in the midst of everything that she experienced, she knew God had it, and that there wasn't one area that God wasn't a part of. My grandmother was able to find the humor in any situation she was in. She was 87, 81. I think my grandmother died at 83. She was about 81 years old, and she went to a church in Florida. And she said to me once, she said, God has a sense of humor. And I said, why? And she said, well, she says, I can't get around anymore like I used to. And she says, I need help. I need help to get to church. I need help to get home from church. And God has placed a woman in my life to come to my home, to pick me up, to help me to the car, to take care of my walker, to drive me to church, to grab my walker, to help me out of the car, to go park the car, to come walk back to me and take me into the church. And I said, okay, that's great. That's fantastic. My Nana said, yes, she's 94 years old. My grandmother was able to enjoy life because she knew who held life. That God wasn't limited to just one aspect. But because of Trinity, we can look at our present sufferings and rejoice. And it may not be like a, yay, I'm glad I'm suffering kind of thing, but a, yay, I'm glad I'll be able to make it through this. I'm glad that I'll be able to grow because God is with me, holding my hand in the midst of all of this. And so I pray that this Father's Day and this Trinity Sunday, as we reflect on the kind of love that we have in our lives, the love that the men of our lives had shared with us, the love that God has shared with us, that we too can share that strength and that peace that the truth of Trinity gives us with those around us, to give them a shoulder to cry on, to give them an arm to lean on, to help them through whatever is going on, because God has given us what we need and God has given us what they need. We have enough to share, and I pray we do.